Jude. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy to you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write to you about the common salvation, it was necessary for me to write to you and exhort you to earnestly argue for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. For there are certain men crept in secretly, who of old were ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lust, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who didn't believe. And the angels who didn't keep their first condition, but left their own dwelling place, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness until the judgment of the great day, like Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them similarly, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set out as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke you. But these speak evil about the things that they don't know, but what they know naturally as brute animals, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them, for they've gone the way of Cain, and have run greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. These are spots in your feasts of love, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. They are clouds without water, carried around by winds, trees whose fruit withers, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up, roots and all, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these, see, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints, to execute judgment on all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds that they've committed while ignoring God, and of all their hard speeches that ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaks great swelling words, having men's persons in an admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember the words that were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you there would be mockers in the last time who'd walk after their own ungodly lusts. These are those who separate themselves, sensual, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ until eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and always. Amen.